Yeah. Then they thin it too, you know. That's all right.
Would you like to say?
They thin it that way. You see, maybe these two or three stalks come up in a hill. I don't know how many it's supposed to be, but anyway, if there's too much, they cut one or two of them up. See?
He has packs that you can use.
And did you ever have a fence around your house?
Yes.
What kind was it?
Just a board fence.
Boards like this?
Yes.
Boards like this?
No, it wasn't spare. Just a, I suppose you say a straight board fence.
What other kind did you say?
Panel, they call them up and down panels.
Oh. How about boards that are set farther apart and then up and down?
Well, that'd be a panel just the same. Some of them are set maybe 6 or 8 inches, and some of them 4 or 5, you know. Just according to the man's notion.
And how many boards he's got. How about this fence that has the little stickers along it? Just one wire strand and then...
Well, now...
You probably sold a lot of that in your store.
No, we never had wire. I don't know what to do with any particular name, whether or not. Now, we put up a fence out here. One time there was a restaurant in this brick building right here.
Oh.
And they used our backyard for parking yards. Well, that didn't suit me. So we put the fence up there and put one strand of barbed wire around the top. But now I don't know that there's any particular term for that at all. A lot of people put up a fence and they don't ever do that.
How about these fences that are made out of split logs?
That's a rail fence.
Do they have those down here?
Very little, very few. Now out here on West 9th, there used to be a fella had a rail fence out there. I don't know who he was. And I think it's all torn up or taken up. Now I haven't seen it for quite some time.
Did he have that for show or was it?
Well, probably more show than anything else. You know, John tries to beat Bill on this stuff, you know. And he wants something different than the other fella has, so I think it was most a show than anything else.
Let's see, with a wire fence, you have to have things stuck in the ground.
Posts. Then you put the wire on the staples.
Yeah, I got my introduction to fencing this spring when we bought our little house. I had to put the fence next to the house and down the sides. But I had 87 feet that I thought I'd do myself. It wasn't bad. I got chain link and pulled it in.
Yeah.
Put the posts in, packed them with mud, and then poured a little concrete around them just as a cap on top.
It's all right.
But I was afraid of the job. I was afraid that I was just going to ruin it. Were the fields in this area of good soil, or were there lots of stones in them?
Well, I don't think it's very stony, no. And I think that, as a general run, I think the soil around here is very good. And just like I told you, I don't know a thing in the world about a farm.
I don't either.
Never lived on one in my life. But I think, as a general run, the soil is pretty good.
Now, if they gather a lot of stones out of the field and take them along to the edge and make an enclosure around the field with that, do they have any special word, or did they when you were a boy, for this enclosure?
I don't think so. Just call it probably the way they would call it, a stone fence. I don't know.
Do you have chickens when you were young?
Yeah.
Well, you know about the artificial egg in the nest, though.
Yes. Well, you know, they always call that the nest egg. I guess they thought a chicken or a hen would have more incentive to lay if there was an egg in the